We've been kind of talking about in the previous episodes, we've been talking about our prepping, how we prep, why we prep, you know, some of the things we're doing to prep. Well, now, we're looking at times that are changing rapidly every day. And when I say changing rapidly every day, just turn on the news. I'm not going to say anything, just look at the news. We all know what's going on. We all see what's going on. But it's one of those things that it's very different. You'll have to kind of bear with me today. I am actually making homemade bread. And I'm doing artisan bread in cast iron Dutch ovens. So if you hear a little noise in the background, that's why I'm baking bread. I actually need to put my bread on. So if you'll give me just a second, we'll put the bread on the place. But yes, it's we're prepping for something we don't know what's coming for. We all know what's happening. We all see what's happening. And not really sure what the outcome of it is. But it's here. And it's only changing day by day. Depending how you look at it, it's just getting different. So, what I tell people is, you know, I gotta be perfectly honest. I don't buy into this pandemic BS. I think we're being chemically attacked. Everybody has their own opinion. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying something ain't right with this. Why would you be forced to try to take something that you're against? I mean, no. I can hang it up. I'm not worried about it. But with that being said, this is what we prep. You know, I have friends that say, oh my, what are we going to do? Da-da-da, this happening. I say, well, this is why I've been telling you all these years to prep. It's not too late to start prepping. But people, you need to be on the bandwagon to do this. You need to have non-perishable food items. You know, treat it like a nasty hurricane, but it's probably going to last way longer. But try to have your stuff set aside so if you're put in a position and you need to think a while, you have the stuff that needs to get you by. You know, this disease, this chemical, whatever it is they're putting on us, is killing a lot of people, making a lot of people very sick. You can't put heavy metals in the human body and expect it not to do nothing. I mean, there's just, read the ingredient list. Man, this stuff is not safe, in my opinion. Everybody's got opinions. But this is what we prep. So, on top of everything else, the temperatures are starting to drop a little bit, so our temperatures are a lot nicer. It's just getting time to, like for us, it's time to start gathering, getting ready to start cutting firewood. It's getting ready to clean some trails up for hog hunting and maybe a little deer hunting. This is part of our normal every year prep list that we do anyway. Anytime you can catch wild game is an added bonus on top of your chickens and your goats and your rabbits. And since last time I did a podcast, we also now have a couple of rabbits, so we're starting to get into rabbits. You know, I like meat, you know. Unfortunately, cows don't run wild in the woods, but you know, pork does, deer does, you know, raccoons, stuff like that. They are very eatable, in my opinion, and they're very tasty. You know, don't be afraid to try something new, you know. It happens, you know, but this is why we prep. And again, you know, last weekend, me and my boys and a good friend of mine, we went kayaking to an island. And again, this is part of our preps. We packed light, we packed thorough, you know. my stuff basically fit in a 5 gallon, a sealed 5 gallon bucket for my kayak. And that was my tent, my gear, my food, that kind of thing. But anyway, while we was on the island, beautiful island, by the way, you can go on my Facebook page and see the pictures. And there's a little YouTube video on it. But very pretty island. Small, narrow, but long, beautiful island. And got up in the middle of the night, I'll say 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, use the bathroom. I thought to myself, you know, you better watch for snakes. Boom, got struck right under the leg. About, I don't know, 6 inches below my knee. Nailed me. Boom. Don't know what it was. Didn't see it. Didn't even realize it bit me. I thought I walked into a thorn bush. Next morning, after we get back to shore, I noticed I had a huge knot on my leg. Kind of ugly looking. Didn't go to the doctor. I just got home. We put soda paste on it, wrapped it up. A couple hours later, the lump was gone. You know, and we've been rocking and rolling ever since. But this is part of that prep list. You know, like, we keep a lot of baking soda. Baking soda has a lot of uses. That's one item that you can do. But if you have any type of wound from a bite, you know, like a infected sore or anything like that, you put baking soda on it and a paste, you know, which you put a little water in, make it a thick, pasty, kind of a funky feeling dough, and you just kind of rub it in around that wound and wrap it up, and you'd be surprised. It would draw the infection out. My dad said you can also do the same thing with bread and milk. Over a wound, wrap it up. You see it turn green, green, green. We're going to pull the infection out. And I don't know if that would work with a snake bite. I don't even know if the soda paste would work with a snake bite, but it worked in my case. Everything that's done is in my case. I'm not telling anybody to do it. But you do what you have to do. I'm not one to go to the doctor. Never have been. Never will be. I'm just not that kind of person. I try to take care of my own. I have been to the doctor, yes. I do have to go to the hospital every once in a while. It's not that I have to go right now, but I mean, like, if I got hurt, you know, like I smashed my hand, yes, I'm going to go to the hospital. But when I went to the hospital last year and had a concussion, wasn't in the hospital long, pretty much left, you know, because they aren't going to do anything, you know. But I had to find out what I had. That's the only reason I went. I wanted to make sure I wasn't going to bleed out in the middle of the night. That kind of thing. But, you know, minor cuts, scrapes, burns, even getting stitches. You know, I have super glue in my first aid kit. I have best liquid stitches. You know, it's maybe not as disinfected, but you wash it off with alcohol. And, you know, you put liquid stitches on it. You know, it's going to make you back to where you can treat the wound correctly. You know, it'll get you by until you get it taken care of when you're on an island or whatever. You know. So, yes. Soda paste, so baking soda is one of them items. It's good as you can use it. Peroxide, rubbing alcohol. I mean, this is all stuff you use. You know, have an extra couple extra containers of cooking oil. You know, cooking oil goes a long way. You know, if you get to where you can't render your own lard or you live in town or whatever, you're looking for non-perishable food items, you know, there ain't always butter if you cook with butter, you know, so these preps are there for a reason. You know, we live a pretty good ways from town, so it's not like I can go to town to get everything when I need it. You know, it's one of those things that when you go to town, you stock up. Because we don't go to town much. So when we go to town, we stock up. And the whole point of stocking up is that way, if we get forced into another lockdown or forced into this, or a hurricane comes through, or a tornado comes through, or heavy rain comes through and knocks the power off for a couple of days or a week, you have your preps. You know, we was fortunate this last hurricane didn't hit us. It turned at the last minute and went away from us. So we're very thankful for that. You know, but we have another one brewing in the Gulf that's looking like it's going to go between two states. So if it follows its path, we may see some not so good stuff with that. But hopefully it'll blow over like the last one. I sure don't want to see any more hurricanes come through. My word, it's sick in scraping is just me cleaning the table for my, I rolled my dough out, cleaning my table off, so. But yeah, what's the word I want to use? It's really kind of nice when you can, see, it's like right now, we don't have any bread in the house, so we're making bread. You know, I'm making two big loaves, and my wife already made a loaf, and last night she made another big loaf, so by the time, at the end of today, we'll have bread for all week again. We didn't have to go to the store to buy it. And the bread we eat is much better than the bread you buy. My wife made homemade hamburger buns the other night. We had bacon cheeseburgers, you know. When it's on homemade buns, it's a whole lot better than anything store-bought. And I'm not complaining about anybody's store-bought bread, but we don't go to town every day and buy supplies. We cook a lot of our own food. It tastes better to me. It tastes way better than anything you can buy. And if we have a barbecue, generally, our guests that come and eat with us will say, "Wow, this is better than any restaurant." So, you know, I'm not saying we're great cooks, but our food does taste good. So, did anybody notice yesterday was September 11th? Did anybody notice that the National Weather Service did not work? Every time I turned my weather radio on yesterday, it never worked. It was just like that station was shut off. And I'm trying to figure out why, because everything else seemed to be kind of on, but the weather radio. But it was a beautiful day. But I always turn my weather radio on, and I always try to get 5 or 10 minutes worth of local forecast to know what the next couple of days is like for watching for storm, because we get better weather news over our radio than we do our public television. Not public television, but just regular TV, our local news. And I don't know why, it's just like they're not reporting the weather like they used to. But that weather radio is very handy to have. No lie. And today it's working just fine again, so I don't know what the deal was. I was just wondering if anybody else noticed that yesterday. I'm curious if I get feedback on that. Because if you noticed it, nice. Let me know either a messenger, whatever way you can get in touch with me. I'm on Facebook under Gary Mall. I'm on Facebook under Off the Grid and On Solar group and like page. I have a YouTube channel. You can put in comments on one of the videos. I'll get it. Some of the stuff we've been doing as well is I've got 1,000 watts of solars, 4 250 panels mounted on a trailer. They're in series and parallel on my panels. I got 2 to a string. And going to 8L16 batteries on a 48-volt system. It's got a 3,000, 6,000 surge pure sine wave inverter on it with 25-amp wiring receptacles. We're welding. I'm plugging my wire welder in, and we're welding with no problems. Working on the machine as we build it. And when it's done, I did a partial video. It's on YouTube under off-grid, my YouTube channel's Off Grid Gary as well, and it's under YouTube, and I have a camping video on, that's the newest one, so if you go the next one down, you'll see my solar generator video. Go check that out. You might find it interesting, and you can leave a comment below. Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button. You know, we really do appreciate it, and if you want to get a hold of me, everybody should have on my contact. I'm on Twitter as Gary Mall. YouTube, or Facebook is Gary Mall. Off Grid Gary on YouTube. Off the Grid on Solar. Like and group. Facebook and Gary Mall on Facebook. And under Messenger is Gary Mall and Off the Grid on Solar. So those are my contacts you can reach me at. I would love to hear from you. But yeah, we've been building a big solar generator. I've also started on a 18K Chevy Volt battery, 2018. We've cut the cells down. I got 12 30.6 volts. This battery was fully charged at 367.2 volts. So, yeah, it's very hot. And that's going to go on a project, going on a solar system we're putting in the house for a friend of mine. And we still got to figure out the BMS for it, but we're slowly working on it. And it should be up and going before much longer. That's a pretty nice prep right there, is that bolt battery. It's a pretty mean machine. But that's what we're doing this. We're prepping for long term, you know, because we're not sure what's going to play out or how it's going to play out, you know. People, I believe in living and living good. You know, we're to have fun and enjoy our lives. You know, we don't have to be scared into a corner. And we don't have to be shoved into a corner. This is something everybody needs to think about. Because what I'm seeing is there's a lot of unconstitutional stuff being pushed right now. And, you know, we got to fight for our rights. I'm not telling anybody to do anything stupid, but prepping is a good way for all this. You know, I mean, we want to live and do things right. We have kids we have to raise, you know. We have life to do, you know. We have to work. We have to pay bills, you know. We want to do it and live good. You know, you don't want to live in fear. I don't live in fear. We already prep, you know. We already make breads. We already cook, you know. We just started over 10 years ago where a lot of people now are kind of getting on the bandwagon. I'm not a rich man, you know, I mean, but we live very happy, you know. We're not in debt. We have everything we need, you know. We're not rushed. I mean, we live life peacefully. We enjoy our lives, you know. We enjoy our homestead. We enjoy our animals. We enjoy living the way we do, you know. It's a nice way to be because I used to live the rat race, and I don't like it. You know, it's just one of those things when you can kind of be one with, you know, looking around and, you know, we live deep in the woods. I love looking out the back door and seeing animals running around. I mean, to me, it's the most peaceful thing. We spend a lot of time outdoors. I mean, we're a lot of time out in nature. Not everybody is an outdoorsman. I'm not going to tell you I'm a big outdoorsman. I mean, I don't consider myself like a big game sports hunter. You know, we hunt for food. You know, we don't, I mean, yeah, we could go out and buy it, but why buy it when you can harvest it yourself? You know, it saves a lot of money, you know, but bushcrafting, hunting and fishing all kind of go together. And off-grid living, they all kind of go together. So it's not like we are any different from anybody else. It's just the matter of the way we do that. And anytime you make preps for something, whether it's for hurricanes, storms, or whatever you think, that's lady prep. You know, we prep for life. You know, and when I say prep for life, we always keep vitamins, you know, because we take daily vitamins. You know, we always, you know, if we see canning jars on sale, we're able to buy a bunch, you know, because we know we're going to be canning either in the end of the year or middle of hunting season, something, you know. So anytime you have these food preps put up, and by the time you figure out the price of them, it's a lot cheaper. And when you're getting meat out of the woods, for the most part, it's organic, you know. I mean, you're not just throwing your money away. I mean, you're improving life. You know, I think the less chemical you have in your foods that you eat, the healthier you're going to be anyway, you know. A lot of this garbage you buy, you know, it's like chickens, for instance. When you buy store-bought chicken in the stores, they've got so many hormones in them to make them so big to give you the bang for your buck, and they're not tender, you know. Anytime you modify something, it's kind of ruining it, in my opinion, when you're modifying food. If you're putting hormones and chemicals in there to make it fatter, I don't want to eat that myself. I like eating natural foods. I mean, like when you kill a wild hog, man, some people say, oh, they don't taste that good. I find them to be pretty tasty. And my 14-year-old son the other day, he walked up and caught a 30-pound male hog, you know. He just kind of got in his little coon trap, and he got it. So he butchered that bad boy up. So, Dad, we got a little hog foot on smoking now. He knows what it tastes like. He's ready for it, you know. Next month, we start baiting our trap for hogs. And because the weather should be cool enough to do it, hopefully things go right. We'll be getting our firewood split in the process, you know. Like I say, the homesteading thing is really good. You know, the ducks are, I don't know if you can hear the ducks quacking or not. I can hear them quacking. Everything's been going good. You know, we've been real busy. We've been adding lots of new preps. And when I say adding lots of new preps, anytime my wife goes to town to pay bills, she usually stops the store and picks up extra seasonings, you know, coffee, that kind of thing. You know, been taking care of a lot of stuff on the homestead, you know, just getting things ready for planting for fall, for our fall garden. Some of the stuff is ready to be planted. We started on some other stuff. My Tanisian squash got squash plugs and died, so I cracked some more seeds and moved the location of my Tanisian because it was too hot. I've been studying a little more and realized that we just had a kind of a hot year. I needed to restart them. Now they seem like they're doing really good. I harvested one Tanisian off my big plant. It was in a hydroponics self-wicking pot. But the problem with that was the squash bugs got it. And being it was so hot, they just infested with it. So I cut it out, changed the dirt, and we're not putting any kind of squash plant in that container again for a while. And, you know, looking at any other plants that, you know, because we sprayed all around the pot with 7-Dust and sprayed the dirt, sprayed the pot, sprayed the ground around it, trying to kill these squash bugs. We got rid of the stuff. And I don't really like spraying the dirt, but 7-Dust is probably about the safest thing out there. It was liquid you put in a sprayer, and we let it settle on. Now we're going to plant something else in there that won't be so much involved with the other. So that's for that point of it. But we do have Tanisian squash looking really, really good. We got tomato plants that are actually died and come back up and regrowing, and they're like coming into a tomato bush in our self-wicking bed. So we got more potatoes. Bell peppers are still producing, and these things, I swear, we're getting overrun by bell peppers just on a couple plants. We got it in a little raised bed. You know, I water pretty much every day. I got a rainwater barrel in that corner of the house where that's at, and just throw a gallon of water out when I walk by it in the morning time. And we're still getting peppers. I mean, it's like there's another 8 or 10 peppers to be plucked. Well, two plants. You know, we've harvested peppers on this thing now for the past 2.5 months. It's like every couple of weeks we got a whole new batch of peppers regrowing again. So we've got a pile of bell peppers put up. So yeah, that's a prep. It's a food. It's a tasty food. Especially, I mean, you can cook bell peppers many ways. You can throw them on the burner of your stove and burn the outsides of them, and then, you know, put them in something and you've got roasted bell peppers. Or you can stuff them roasted. You can stuff bell peppers. I mean, there's just so many different ways and so many different foods to cook with them. And, you know, everybody loves stuffed bell peppers. Whether it's with shrimp or whether it's with sausage, it's good, you know. And so, yeah, these food preps, you know, really work good. So, all I'm telling people, be vigilant, don't be afraid, and continue living your life. But always have something in the back of your mind going, I need to maybe start prepping for this. And have you some extra non-perishable food items, you know. Start building you a little pantry. You know, Only you can build for what you need. Nobody can build it for you. When I say that, you yourself may eat completely different from me, so your choices of foods are going to be different. But look up and find some long stuff. You don't want to eat MREs. You don't want to eat. Because, to be fair, they're loaded in sodium. You know, they're meant for soldiers that's out working every day. I mean, it's in war or whatever. You know, like hard rations. You know, these poor guys go through hell when they're out there, you know. And remember these guys, because they're the ones out there catching way more hell than any of us are ever going to see. So keep those in mind. Keep those guys in mind, you know. They're out there working every day to help us. And, you know, they're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place as well. And you can't forget those guys, you know. We like to keep enough preps on hand for ourselves, whether it's medical or whatever. When I say medical, I mean like Band-Aids, you know, stuff you treat a wound with, you know, Benadryl, you know, Aleve, this kind of stuff. You know, if we see somebody needs help, you know, we try to help, you know, so it's, you're not only prepping for yourself, but you're also prepping for maybe somebody's down the road, somebody that's around the corner, you know, this kind of thing. Everybody's got needs, you know. And if we work together, if we all really honestly work together, things would be a lot smoother, you know. And I think most off-grid people see that. You know, most off-grid people want to be kind of, not so much be alone, but they want, everybody wants mindful people. So whether that's homesteaders meeting other homesteaders or whatever kind of group you have, you know, it's important. You know, me myself, it's the neighbors around me, you know, because when they need something and I'm there to help them, I do it. If I need something, they'll come and help me. You know, a community thing is very good to have. Even if you're in the country and there aren't many houses around, you get to know that neighbor, because that neighbor is who you're going to have to rely on. You know, whether you know, I'm not saying every neighbor you can rely on, but you're surely going to find somebody you can rely on. It's when I say rely on, I'm talking rely on your homestead. Somebody who gardens like you, or somebody who kind of preps the way you do. You know, those are the people you need to be with, because there's power in numbers. So, with that being said, folks, stay prepared, stay focused, and enjoy the homestead. You know, like I say, there's videos on YouTube, piles of them. There's a lot of good homesteaders out there, a lot of good off-grid homesteaders. Check their videos out. I'm not saying just my videos. You pop in off-grid living or off-grid homesteads, you're gonna find many channels that are like mine. Some are mine, better than mine, worse than mine. I mean, everybody's got videos, and a lot of them are very educational. A lot of them you find yourself communicating back and forth. From YouTube, I've met piles of people through YouTube, and it's been absolutely incredible. So with that being said, it's 29 minutes into our podcast. I'm trying to keep it down to 30 minutes, and I think this once a month thing has been working out pretty good for me, because we've been awfully busy. Every week was getting a little short, so I think this once 3 to 4 weeks is working out really well for me. So we're going to try to keep this pattern up for a while, at least until things kind of slow down. And keep your eye on the news, people. Keep your eyes peeled and prep. Have a great day. Bye.